It's 8:14, and don't forget that we'll have static crawls tonight. Static audio crawls, mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
On the radio.
Audio crawls live on the radio, yeah. And we'll have static crawls on the website.
Should be nice. Real Simple Magazine's website has listed creative uses for dryer sheets. Creative uses for dryer sheets. You boys use dryer sheets?
Occasionally.
Not much on that. But anyway, used to. Don't much anymore. Dust Venetian blinds. Close the blinds, wipe them down with that dryer sheet. It'll grab that dust better than just anything else, and it'll smell wonderful. Prevent thread from tangling when sewing. If you'll run a threaded needle through a dryer sheet right before you start doing your handiwork. Wipe up sawdust in the garage if you do that kind of work. Rub a dryer sheet over the and it'll pick up these fine wood particles. Prevent old books from smelling musty when you store them if you'll stick a dryer sheet between the pages. Well, between every two pages? Come on. Mm-hmm. Huh, do I?
What? I'm just wondering. That'd take a lot of dryer sheets.
I mean, I'm doing War and Peace right now. No, I'm not. Anyway, that's a joke. Tackle suitcase and gym bag odors. Place your dryer sheet in the suitcase or gym bag and so your clean clothes won't come out smelling. Loosen cake caked on food from a pan.
Oh.
If you'll place a fresh sheet in the bottom of the dirty pan, fill it with lukewarm water, and let it... What's Luke got to do with this?
Yeah, really.
let it stand overnight in the sink. The pan will be easier to clean in the morning. Clean pet hair from the floor or furniture. If you'll rub the dryer sheet over that spot where Fluffy was sitting, then you can pick up the fur. Remove static from clothing, hair, TV screens, computer monitors. I've seen that done. But the number one reason, freshen your smelly shoes. If you'll insert those dryer sheets in the offending pair and let them sit overnight. So there you go. Whole reason to go out and buy those.
That was very educational.
Thank you. Yeah. We try to do that every once in a while. Sometimes the information we give you is wrong, but nevertheless. New York Post reports a fisherman called police to report that he'd caught an extremely rare blue lobster. The police responded.
Uh-oh, they're going to open a restaurant.
Yep. No, yeah. The police responded and safely transported the rare sea creature to its new home at an aquarium in Sweden. So, I mean, they don't have blue lobsters at the animal shelter, but they do have... You don't even have crustaceans there, do you? You're just pretty much mammals most of the time and a few reptiles every once in a while. So what's going on at the animal shelter?
Well, this is Shelter Appreciation Week.
Oh, there you are.
Were you aware?
No. Uh-uh.
Now
should we send
know.
Flowers and balloons or what?
You could send donations.
Oh, okay. Let's be real here.
Right to
that's
the
it. That's it. Absolutely. Okay.
But this is a great week. If you still have not been out to the new property right by the Brazos Expo Center off of Leonard Road, come and see us. We would love to see you.
And the pets would probably, too.
They critters, would yeah. love to see you.
Yeah. Yes. Your future pets, I guess I should say.
Well, we are promoting our fall formal, and this is for all of our kitties that are in their black and white.
Oh, okay.
Right. So they are only $25. So if you're looking for that little fuzzy one to keep your feet warm this winter, it might be a black and white cat.
It has to be a black and white cat.
Yep,
okay.
And they're all marked with bow ties.
Oh, that's easy to see. Okay, all right. That makes it easy.
So, and that's still all inclusive. The spay neuter, the vaccinations, the microchip, the free vet visit for $25. I don't think you can beat that for
probably not. That's a great deal. Okay.
Absolutely. And one animal that we normally do not have in the shelter that is available for adoption, we have a potbelly pig.
Oh my. Okay. You go for that kind of thing, right?
If you're looking for a friendly pig, we've got him.
Yeah, it's not my brand, but that's fine. I mean,
he's I guess
like
a mini, so he's not as large as they normally are.
Okay.
But he got larger than the owner anticipated he would.
What did you think? It was gonna be a pygmy pig? What anyway. But you've got it there, huh? Do we know how old the potbelly pig is?
He's 1.5 years old.
Oh, okay.
His name was Maggie.
Okay.
We thought he had, you know, a bit of a complex,
yeah.
So he is now Maxwell.
Okay, so what is Max weigh? Do we know what Max weighs?
I think he probably weighs about 50 or 60 pounds.
Okay,
I mean,
so people will know.
He's a lot lighter than a normal potbelly. I mean, we've had a potbelly that was over, you know, or close to the 100 mark.
Uh-huh.
He's a lot smaller
okay.
than that.
Okay, well, good for you. That's great. And again, but that's good. You have other things other than just dogs and cats, right?
And we have a hamster.
Oh, well, hamsters are
cool. Her name is Dixie.
Okay, all right.
So come down and see the animals down at the animal shelter. You can check us out at brazzesanimalshelter.org. You can give us a call, 979-775-5755. Or you can find us on Facebook.
All right, good. Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yep, visit with the folks from the shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW. And Royce is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Had a great evening last night. Appreciate you and Jackie being there.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, lots of other folks there, too.
You know what? We had a good crowd, and the chancellor did a good job. We were talking about that. We gave about a 20, 25-minute speech with no notes, which was... I'm always blown away with that. I just can't do that.
Well, and not stuffy or pretentious at all. This was
educational.
Yeah, very educational and very entertaining. Yeah.
And, you know, I want to give a couple of shout-outs today. The Sheriff's Department came out over and were our color guard. But we had a little mix-up with our pledge of
National Anthem.
National Anthem, and Karen Chavez was in the audience, who works for the health science system.
Right.
And, you know, I go down just while they're bringing the flags out and said, Karen, do you mind? She gets up there like 3 minutes later, and it's like she'd been working on it for how long?
Yeah, exactly. No, that was a great story,
I know
too.
She's a professional, but golly, what an incredible
Not an
job.
Easy song to just kind of stand up and sing.
Yeah, and Tom Turbyville, I know you're over there. Thank you so much. He was able to get Lewis Hudson.
Uh-huh.
I have his name right, Tom?
Yes, sir. Lewis Hudson.
Yeah, he is a World War II vet that parachuted behind the lines on D-Day at midnight, and... also parachuted into Holland, I think. And
right, at Operation Market Garden.
Now he's 92 or so?
I believe so, yeah.
And
yeah,
the guy
he's
got up
the 82nd Airborne.
Best job of leading the pledge I ever heard, I'm telling you.
He got started and said, I'm marching, follow me, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, people were trying to applaud for him, and he didn't want that. Yeah. Boy, he's ready to move on. So, and then certainly congratulations to the Gardeners, David and Julia, our Citizens of the Year, and Teddy Ellison, our Volunteer of the Year, and Don Barber from... Citizens Bank, who was our ambassador of the year. And of course, Teddy's with the Ellison firm, and the Gardeners have their own business, David Gardner Jewelries. But anyway, it was a great night, and I appreciate the chance to come in here and talk about it a little bit. But as you know, in the chamber world, we get very little time to sit and celebrate.
Time to move along.
Time to move on. Next Monday, the 14th, we have a Lunch and Learn. Now, this is a free event. There is no charge for it. You do need reservations. Before I forget to tell you, it is a brown bag, though. You need to bring your own lunch. But Becky Smith, who is here in the Brazos Valley, is going to discuss secrets to time management. Mary has already signed me up for that. So.
All right. There you go.
Okay, Mary, I can take a hint, honey. You know, it'll be from 11:45 to 1. And again, call us at 260-5200 to make reservations and bring your lunch. It is at the Chamber office on 29th Street. This is... the second or third one of these we've had, and they've been very popular. The room has been full. So if you want to come to learn about secrets of time management, you need to go ahead and give us a call. Then on Friday the 18th, and I want to emphasize this because we're having a business after hours, and don't show up on Thursday. This one is on a Friday. And it is really, it's at Macy's over on at Post Oak Mall on Harvey Road. And what's exciting about this is they spent a lot of money remodeling out there, so we're kind of kicking off the holiday season, kicking off a weekend sale, and having a big business after hours from 5:30 to 7 on Friday night the 18th. And there will be sale prices available to people to come to the business after hours.
Good, good.
And I've talked to Vicki out there. She's very excited about this, and she kind of wanted this to be a holiday after hours, so I told her, well, we're promoting the holiday aspect of it.
Wonderful.
Again, that's Friday the 18th. And then on Tuesday the 22nd, which is Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, our annual Ag Breakfast, in a week that we give Thanksgiving that's kind of set aside for lifting up things, it is appropriate, I think, that we lift up the farmers and ranchers who grow and produce our food all year long. And that is still a very large part of the economy of the
And obviously it's
County.
Been a very tough 2 years for the people
very
in the agricultural business.
You know,
yeah,
I went to the Producers Co-op annual banquet, and they have a video which we will show that morning that will give you an appreciation for what those folks have been through the last 2 years.
Yeah,
anyway, real quickly, I know I've taken a long time. The ribbon cutting, Austin Finance, today at 11:30 over there on Texas Avenue. And then Thursday, Brio Financial on Crescent Point Parkway, new offices for them. That's at 4:30 on Thursday. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is ConocoPhillips, and they kind of quietly go about just doing good things in our community, and we appreciate them.
Sounds good.
And
thank you, Royce.
Thank you guys for the time.
You betcha. Royce Hickman here from the Chamber today.